Welcome to Feasting on the Word for July 14th, 2021. The scripture this week I've decided to correlate with the sermon this Sunday. No particular reason, it just seemed like a good scripture to use for Feasting on the Word, and also then provides this overlay of exploring Sunday scriptures, worship on Sunday, plus Feasting on the Word. As I've said many times in the past, this discipline, which in Latin is Lectio Divina, is an ancient Christian practice of simply meditating upon, spending time with small parts of Scripture to allow them to feed and nourish our souls, our spiritual lives, and our physical lives, so how we conduct ourselves in the world. The basis of this is hearing the same small passage of Scripture a number of times, interspersed with silence, that silence giving us the opportunity to reflect on that short passage of Scripture that we've heard. How we proceed with it is the same Scripture read four times, with a short period of silence of 1 minute following the first and second readings, and a longer period of silence following the third reading of 3 minutes, to give us all an opportunity to turn to God with our own prayers in how this scripture has impacted us, is encouraging us, is challenging us. So in preparation for that, I often find it helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby. So as I hear the scripture those first three times prior to that longer period of silence, I can write down some of those thoughts and impacts of that scripture. So let's get started in this discipline of feasting on God's word for this week. And our passage is Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Our second reading of Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13 from the Message. And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for 15 minutes of fame. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you'll begin to sense his grace. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your father you are dealing with, and he knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply, like this. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You are ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. Turn now to the third reading of Matthew 6, 5 through 13 from the Living Bible. Just a reminder, the longer period of silence follows this. And now about prayer. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who pretend piety by praying publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. Truly, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself all alone and shut the door behind you and pray to your Father secretly. And your Father, who knows your secrets, will reward you. Don't recite the same prayer over and over as the heathen do, who think prayers are answered only by repeating them again and again. Remember, your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Pray along these lines. Our Father in heaven, we honor your holy name. We ask that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Give us our food again today, as usual, and forgive us our sins just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Don't bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. We turn now to our fourth and final reading of Feasting on the Word for this week, Matthew 6, 5-13 from the New International Version. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.